This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
There are lots of things your romantic partner can do to make your life harder.
Oh, sure.
Costing you your job is not one you think about often.
Yeah.
But that is exactly what one man with a big-time job found out the hard way this week.
What happened?
Well, when it comes to things you can do to end a relationship quick, would affecting how you make a living be number one on that list?
Yeah, it changes everything.
You know, changes everything, Kimmy.
It does.
Absolutely everything.
You ruined it.
You hang it out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A city southeast of us is looking for a new chief of police.
Oh.
This week, the chief of the Binghamton Police Department.
That's a big job.
Yep, he retired. But his retirement wasn't really his idea. In a story we first shared with you back in July,
yeah,
a video on social media shows the girlfriend of the chief standing on their front porch arguing with two teenagers.
I remember this now.
Do you remember this story?
Yeah. Kinda.
So the teenager's 16 and 18 years old. The chief of police is in the background of the video, but he is not doing or saying anything.
Right.
His girlfriend is the star of the show.
So she's jawing at these kids.
So they're arguing. The arguing gets more intense. She then makes some not so great comments about Section 8 housing and whether or not these kids live there.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says they are going to call the police for how she's acting, the girlfriend of the chief of police,
yeah,
responds, "We are the police."
Oh, him and her together.
Him and her together. I didn't know. He must have deputized her before the video started rolling. So not great so far.
Okay.
It's a bad look, bad look, bad
look.
Where it gets pushed into super serious.
Yeah.
She is then seen on video hitting the teenager.
Wait, she struck these kids.
She hits the kids. Yep. She is then hit by someone from behind the camera, knocked down, and that's when
Who's that person?
Don't know. Whoever was holding this camera.
Yeah.
That's when the chief of police is seen picking up his girlfriend and trying to carry her away. And the video ends.
This is when he, okay.
She wasn't arrested that night, the girlfriend. But a few days later, she was charged with endangering the welfare of a child, harassment, and trespass.
Right.
By the way, the chief at the time was off duty. He was just sitting on the porch doing his thing.
But that doesn't, you're still on duty, though, right? As the chief of police?
I mean,
I always say, like, you run a police department. Isn't that a 24-hour job? Crap hits the fan?
I don't. But, I mean, what's crap hitting the fan? Is it?
Your girlfriend hit a kid.
Okay. Well, hitting the kid, yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Look. And that's
where,
this is where the controversy shows
up. So how's it play out?
The phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. It's a bad look for the woman, obviously, right? And it's a bad look for the chief.
Yeah.
But in this video, he does not say anything. He does not do anything. He just stood there. Well, his girlfriend went off.
Stays out.
All right.
Yeah.
So I will ask again, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is obviously not a good look.
Yeah.
Not a good look. But is what he did enough for him to lose his job?
Well, see, I always thought, like, being, like, the chief of police or being like the top sheriff, like those jobs.
The sheriff?
Or a mayor. No, who's a Baxter.
Yeah, the sheriff.
So like Todd Baxter. I always thought those dudes were always on call because they run the mayor runs the city. Sure. These guys run these departments. I always thought those guys, they're not, there's no on and off duty.
Yeah, it sucks.
If something happens, you're the guy.
It sucks because you can never take a uniform off and it gets really smelly. You got to shower in it.
Yeah, that's why you got to keep your distance.
It's disgusting.
There's covered in flour.
No, yeah, there's times off, man. You're not always acting as a police officer.
I always said you had to by law.
What are you basically?
Because you're the chief of police.
By law?
Yeah.
Where in the law? Where did you see that in the law?
The big law book.
Where did you see that? You were reading the big law book?
I was reading the big law book last night.
It clearly says in this story he was off duty. So that tells me that your big old book of law you were reading was wrong.
I'm learning.
So then why don't you learn instead of being like, I read in a big old book of law I just made up in my head.
Well, they should fix that.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah?
Before we get to the end of this story, do you think the way everything played out is enough for this man to lose his job?
I mean, I can see why he would think in that moment the smartest thing to do here is to stay out of it.
As a cop.
Well, but here's the thing, man. What's he going to do? Put his hands on his girlfriend?
And you're still...
Control your woman.
You're observing...
That's in the law book.
Oh, really? The big old book of law you also made up
control
about...
Control your girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't know in that moment where it's going. Like, maybe you're hoping it's just going to fizzle out, and then it didn't. Now it's too late. I could see...
Girlfriend's
like,
never fizzled out.
I
got that. Girlfriend's his mouth fizzled out at the end of that sentence.
I think there's something to be said, I guess, that he didn't overreact immediately. Maybe he took some time to think about it. I don't know.
The kid got struck.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just...
I know.
Then she got struck. And then you just...
I could see it going bad, though, if you involve yourself, you know?
It already went bad, though.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the thing. I also wonder sincerely, like, even if somebody is on duty, and I'll give you an example. My dad's a cop.
But that guy was always on duty.
His hair was always on duty. Straight up. Standing at attention. Let's say I'm committing a crime.
Yeah.
Right? And my old man in uniform stumbles upon me, you know, about to get in a fight with somebody. Is it unethical for him to intervene in that situation?
Yeah, now you have a personal connection to this.
But he's on duty.
Yes, but I mean, I would that sets him up for a whole bunch of potential conflict of interest.
So what is he supposed to do?
That's what I'm asking.
Call for backup?
Is there a policy where if it is someone that you are directly related to or close to?
I assume that if whoever the officer is on duty, that's your job.
Yeah, but you assume a lot of really stupid things.
Many, many things.
Much like a second ago.
I was going to get treated nice when I walked in here today.
But just a second ago, you thought Todd Baxter never took his uniform off.
That's what you said.
You're the one that said it. You're putting words in my mouth. Okay. So, this story, you have the chief of police in Binghamton on video while his girlfriend is going off on their front porch on two teenage kids, saying derogatory stuff about them, and then eventually putting her hands on them. She gets struck, and this is all in the video if you want to go look it up. The chief of police then, who does not say or do anything throughout the whole interaction after she says, "We are the police,"
yes,
picks her up, tries to get her out of there after she gets knocked down. After this incident, right after, he was put on administrative leave, an investigation was open, and now after 3 months, he is stepping down under pressure. He announced this week he is retiring.
So he's basically saying he's getting forced out?
Well, he didn't say he's getting forced out. It's obvious. He decided it wasn't worth the trouble anymore.
It's not a good look.
The alternative was, exactly. Yeah. All right. Should he have been forced out in this situation? Tom?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I think he. Well, first of all, he should have stepped in.
So the blue's over here. Your back's over here. You are not backing the blue.
Well, I'll back the blue if they do their job.
That's not backing the blue.
He did not do his job.
Do your job.
I say, control your woman.
That's where you're coming down. Control your woman.
Jackie O, man, always stood by her man.
Let's say he gets involved in.
Well, until he got shot. Hey, even that shot, she was picking up his brain.
Holy crap, Kimmy.
But that's what she said.
Let's say he gets involved, decides that he's going to jump in and try to prevent things. Even, like, trying to be neutral in the situation, if, like, somebody gets knocked down or, like it could just... Because you're only seeing, like, a one angle from a video. Like, you don't know how that's going to look when it's all said and done.
You're
like,
trained to do this.
Yeah, but what if people say, like, he picked her side? You know what I mean? Like, you're trying...
She's right. She's absolutely right.
It's just a no-win situation.
No, because there's a minor involved. So his job is to protect that minor.
Nobody had a hat with a light on it.
No, but no? I'm saying, what if he was trying to protect the minor, or like, but like knocks the kid down in the process? You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know how it's going to go when you involve yourself.
By the way, he's also not in uniform. It's possible those people don't know he's a police officer. Right. So now you just have some random.
She just
old
told
guy.
Everybody. What? We are the law, buddy.
Bro, how many guys have we met? I'm a cop. No, you're not. No, you're not.
He had a badge on him.
I also love this whole thing. Like, we're getting all these Instagram messages of people that are just like you that think they know the law.
Yeah.
Epak Ewan writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, cops are always on duty until their friends or family involved. If they're at the bank and a robber comes at you, you know they're pulling their gun. That's a totally separate thing. JTL writes us, I believe police officers have to intervene if they see a felony in progress, and it might come down to misdemeanors as well, but I could be wrong. If you finish a sentence with I could be wrong, you don't have to write the message, although we do appreciate the interaction. Okay, getting away from the whole incident and the crime and what should have been done and should not have been done. The fact of the matter is, this woman's actions, his girlfriend's actions, cost him his job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. If your partner costs you your gig, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, is that relationship over?
I would say so.
Kimmy, would you agree?
I mean, I think that even if it wasn't initially, that's going to be hard to come back from. That's going to lead to problems down the road.
Especially when you've got a position like that. Like this guy, how many years did he put in to get to that level of authority, and it's gone.
The resentment's going to be there forever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think any relationship can withstand that.
Okay, so here's the thing. If you're right, if this woman doesn't go off like a car alarm and get caught on video, he's still working.
Yeah.
The way he lost it is also super embarrassing. It became a public spectacle.
Yeah, it was a slow slide on top of that.
Exactly. However, these are older folks. When I say older, they look like they're in like their 50s or 60s.
Okay.
Does age play into whether or not you're going to leave? Because I understand if you're 25, 35, you got a lot of time left.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. If you're in your 50s and 60s, you've been together for a long time. You're going to gas a relationship?
A lot of people gas a relationship at that age because they're just done with each other. The kids have moved out of the house. You got nothing in common.
Okay. But
that's pretty common. So throw that on top of it. And she crazy?
All right. Oh, she crazy.
She crazy.
She crazy. But counterpoint to that. Right? Like, now you're the chief of police, that your name's all over the place. We're talking about the story 3 hours away from Binghamton. How easy is it going to be to meet someone?
But how do you sit down with that person and have a meal at night where this isn't
carefully?
Where people aren't staring at you.
Hey, do you like your sausage? Was it okay? I can cook it again if you want me to. Don't yell.
Yeah, you'd be boiling knowing that she destroyed your career.
All right.
And she just pants you.
Well, look, here's the thing, man. Like, we're talking about, like, he lost his job. He got to retire. So he gets half pay and pension for the rest of his life.
I understand that, but that ain't the plan, man. And what she did, and it's all filmed, it's going to stick around forever.
So if your wife cost you your job, you would leave the next day?
I think it would end my relationship. And I think it would end your relationship, too. I don't think any relationship can survive. How do you live?
No,
how do you sit down at night, have a drink, and go, oh, yeah, remember yesterday when you destroyed my living?
No, but that's actually the question I was
about to
ask.
And you did it.
That was the question I was about to ask you. How do you live? Because if we use you as an example, you live in your wife's house.
Yeah.
Okay, right? You lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have no income. And you're going to leave? What's your plan there, buckaroo?
I got stuff.
What are you doing?
I got stuff.
What job could you get right now? And I say that about myself, too. What job are we, with these skills and no education, walking into? Our wives cost us our jobs. They are.
Oh, you know what? I got a buddy with a podcast here who's doing pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's doing really well.
Yeah.
All right, so jump on that then. What do you think he pays?
I don't know.
Oh, you do?
What's going right on a podcast? What's the minimum wage on a podcast? No, I mean, even if you, let's say I'm going to stick it out.
Yeah.
You would be miserable.
I understand.
Oh, you would be so miserable, man. Especially, here's the best part. Let's say she goes, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. I had a right to do what I did.
Okay.
Which may be the case.
But that's not going to settle well with you knowing that you gassed my life.
Everything you are saying is 100% true. I understand where you're coming from. My simple question
is, you would be in a miserable relationship.
You would, but you would stay in that relationship because this guy may need her income. You would definitely need your wife's home and
income. You're just not in a good spot. Either way. Either you're broke or you're miserable and you got a roof over your head. I don't know what's worse.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, like, is this something you could eventually forgive that person for? Because there are relationships that have been through rockier situations where, let's say this woman, after it all happens, right, calms down and goes, I can't believe I did that. I am ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's an aberration, not a standard thing. The moment got the best of her. And I'm not defending her because she looks terrible in this video.
Yeah.
I mean, you're with this woman for a reason.
But you know that's in her.
Okay.
You know that's there.
Yeah, but you've also, you know what I'm saying.
I know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you're capable of this. And yet, especially if you've never seen that before out of that person.
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
I don't know, well, man, but if it shows up for the
first
time. Yeah,
I was
going
to say, but you may be more likely to see that as a one-time thing, like a one-time bad decision, other than this is a pattern. And I think you would be more resentful if this was a pattern and you didn't leave before it got to this point.
All right. Then it's kind of on you.
You know, I do want to talk about something you just said. You know, it's a side I don't want to see. Again, if you're just joining us, the chief of police in Binghamton, New York, retired this week. And it's not because he wanted to end his career 3 months ago. His girlfriend was caught on video screaming at two teenagers, 16 and 18, while she was standing on the porch of their, it looks like, shared home.
Yeah.
She said derogatory things about them and Section 8 housing. When they said they were going to call the police, she said, "We are the police." So again, he apparently deputized her right before. Now, while all this is happening, the chief is not saying anything. He is standing on the porch, quietly standing to himself. She then, the girlfriend, assaults the two teenagers. She gets hit herself. That's when the chief of police finally steps in, picks her up, and tries to get her out of the situation. There was an investigation done, and after 3 months, this woman cost him his job. You know, you just said if this were to happen with your partner, even for the first time, it's a side of them you don't want to see.
Right.
There are several times throughout the length of your relationship, depending on how long it is, you will see a side of them you don't want to see.
But this is a severe one.
Agreed, but there are also, look.
But this is a violent side I didn't know you had.
Okay, fine. But.
You want to get drunk and yell at the Weather Channel? Okay.
But you've never seen somebody in like their worst moment.
Oh yeah,
where they just snapped for maybe there's a lot of build up there and they just snapped.
Maybe.
Like you wouldn't be able to understand it, I guess. You don't approve, but
it depends.
But okay, I can see how you got here.
I don't teach it. I don't
preach it.
But damn it, I'll keep having sex with you. You're saying I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like it depends on things that you know. She also made a statement about the kids and their living condition.
Sure.
And, like, that's a lot to unpack in the moment.
All right. I guess, all right, here's my question then. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, if you want to jump in. There have to be 3 to 5 moments in every marriage that goes over 30 years.
Yeah.
Where you stand back in a moment where your partner says or does something where you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, you are stunned by what they said, what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't part of being in a relationship standing by that person if they have it in them to be like, oh my God, I've made a mistake? Isn't that what being in a relationship is? Loving somebody?
It is. But, I know it's for better or for worse, but worse is better is easy.
That's what I'm saying.
Worse is hard.
That's the point I'm making.
So, like, but worse, where's the line?
So, this for you would be the line.
Yeah. Especially with all that she said and how she conducted herself. And knowing what you're doing.
Okay.
And you're an adult.
Okay.
And these are kids.
But I guess the argument I'm
making. If I came outside, my wife was just pounding some kid's ass in the front yard. I'm going, we're done. What are you doing?
Oh,
you
really?
Just beat up a minor?
That's your fantasy is punching a teenager in the face. Thank God you're only 5 feet tall.
That way, if you came home and your wife had some 13-year-old jacked up against the side of the house was just punching her face.
Sure. Yeah, no, I would be deeply bothered
by
that.
You would be done.
But I would also, I'm not going to in that moment be like, I'm out of here. Like, I need context to what is going on here. Not that any situation would make it
man,
right.
Man, I'm telling you right now, there is nothing she could say where I go, yeah, that was a good idea.
You know, going back to this whole, I'm not saying it's a good idea.
My wife with a bloody fist.
I'm saying I got two kids with this woman.
I know.
I know what she is like as a human being. This is an aberration, not a regular thing. I do have a couple questions.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. It would be worth a discussion.
You know, going back to the whole, like, your partner costing you your job, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, right? It does get very uncomfortable when you have issues with a coworker, spouse, or boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know that partner is a little nuts.
Sure.
You know they have no problem telling everyone else what they're doing wrong at the job they don't
work.
Yeah, they almost don't even have to get you fired. It could just be as simple as they have a reputation.
Absolutely.
That could affect you.
Like, the worst situation is when you work with someone who you know their husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend has no problem coming down to where you work and telling it how it is to everybody.
Oh, yeah, I was on that show. Twice.
And I mean, look, to that point, we've worked. I mean, does this happen in other jobs? Like radio, this happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where spouses get involved.
Sometimes they become the agent.
Like, there was a guy we used to work with. He had a great thing going. He had a bright future in this business, mm-hmm. and his wife shot it in the ass. Mm-hmm. Burnt it to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, is there one person at every job in America like that? Or do we just work in a weird spot?
Mm-hmm. It probably is. But this place really exposes it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'd have to have a job, though, where you work with a lot of people like who are the sole providers. Because I don't know a lot of people whose spouses would cause a lot of issue at their workplace if they had some, you know what I mean? Like, if they're also working a full-time job, they don't have time to bother you at work.
That's a good take.
Yeah.
That's a good take.
Like, it would have to be somebody whose spouse doesn't work or just, you know, hangs around too much.
I mean, there was a wife that had a reputation that was so bad, even after her husband stopped working here, I know of two guys who hid under a desk when she was coming to pick up his stuff.
I remember that person and those boys.
I was just doing what I was told.
The hiding boys.
I had never met her, and he was like, hide! And I was like, okay! And we hid under the desk.
He was right. Duck and run.
All right, I mean, the funny part about this whole thing
yeah.
is we have a 20-minute discussion about, you know, relationships and jobs yeah. and costing in this specific situation. Again, the guy's in a good spot. Like, he still yes. wins. He gets half pay and full benefits for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to worst-case scenario, this is not even close to the worst-case scenario.
You're right.
You know what I mean? All right. So, I guess, love your partner until they go too far, like Tommy says, in which case, get rid of him.
Yes.
The quote of the day, for better or for worse, better is better than worse.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This seems like an easy way to get caught doing something very illegal.
What happened?
But maybe there's something we don't know here.
Yeah.
Because for all the trust that businesses have lost in us over the years, and there's a lot of it, there's still one place that looks the other way and gives us all something extremely valuable for us to go try out completely on our own.
Yep.
And in this case, it bit the car dealership right in the ass.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A man just east of us has been arrested after police had him in possession of a stolen car.
Oh.
But this was not a Kia Hyundai situation.
Mm-hmm.
The car this man stole, he stole while doing a test drive from a car dealership earlier that day.
Right.
Police say around noon, He went to the car dealership, told them he was interested in buying the car, and they let him drive off with it.
Yeah.
And he just never came back. It wasn't until after 6 p.m. that police located the vehicle. They were able to arrest the man. He's been charged with felony grand larceny, amongst other things. He's got a court date coming up.
Man, what was his plan?
Steal the car.
All right, then what?
Good question. Because I'm with you. Stealing a car during a test drive seems like the easiest way to end up in jail.
Yeah. Right?
That being said, there must be something that we're missing. Because we do see this story pop up every once in a while. And there were a handful of stories a couple of years ago where guys drove off during test drives and they never caught them.
But that was like a ring, if I remember, right?
But they still were able to, like, hey, we'll do a test drive, and they were never found. And again, no, I think you just decided it was a ring.
I think it was a ring.
How would we know it was a ring if we never caught them?
Because they tried it in other areas. I thought they tried this in multiple states.
No, I'm just asking.
They were like roving gypsies.
What?
Yeah, car thieves.
What are you, Fleetwood Mac now?
Yes, I am.
Roving gypsies. Hey. Or Cher. I know it's what you're trying to do. Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. In theory, how could someone get away with stealing a car during a test drive?
Especially if it's a new car, right? Because don't they have... They could just know where that car is.
That's what I always figured or assumed, that they wouldn't just hand you the keys without having some type of like backup plan. Yeah.
But we thought the same thing.
It just seemed like way too easy.
Here's $50,000.
Yeah. Kimmy, we thought the same thing about U-Hauls, and then we found out, like, no, those are just big plywood boxes that people steal all the time.
Like, I remember being really surprised, because usually I feel like for a long time, like, they'd come with you to take the test drive.
They
and then one that the last time I did it, I remember they were just like, here's the keys.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, like, Are you sure? Are you sure you just want to let me go off on my own? All right.
Because, Tommy, you and your wife just did this.
Yeah.
And they let you take the car by yourself.
Yeah. Shh. Be cool, man.
I mean, think about all the things you could have done to that car. Yeah. Actually, along those lines, how do they know you weren't going to do that in that car?
They don't know anything.
Okay. Why all of a sudden, to Kimmy's question, did car dealerships just decide you can take the car on your own, no one's coming with you? Because it seems like a massive oversight.
Unless there was some problem when the guy was in the car that he decided, oh, maybe we shouldn't do this.
But what could the problem be?
I don't know, but maybe something bad did happen.
Okay.
And he just said, you know what? Let him take the car.
Okay.
It is risky, I guess, for that salesperson, and because you don't know what type of driver this person is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Like,
yeah,
I'd be afraid to like just, you know, be a passenger in a random person's car.
Tommy, what kind of information did you have to give the dealership before they let you take the car?
I mean, you just sit down and talk to them. I don't think much besides your driver's license.
Did you give them your driver's license? But you gave them your information, not your physical driver's license.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full 3 weeks ago. I get it.
Yeah, but I wasn't the one. She was buying the car. I was just there.
The muscle.
Yeah.
So the negotiator.
Like, yeah.
Okay. What's the strangest part about this whole idea of car dealerships just giving you a car to test drive on your own? It's gone the opposite way with almost all other businesses. You go to a drugstore, they have a bunch of the stuff locked up. You have to ask someone to get it.
Even the razor blades.
They don't let you pump your gas before you pay anymore.
No.
Right? Like the most trusting businesses on the planet seem to be car dealerships and places that rent you U-Hauls, because it's just like, take it.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
enjoy.
Man. We did see this type of story. Again, we're talking about this man just east of us. He went into a car dealership around noon, decided to take a test drive, and never came back.
Mm-hmm.
Just took the car. He was arrested around 6 p.m., charged with felony grand larceny. We did see this type of story for about a year, a while ago, here in Rochester, when people were trying to sell cars via Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, where the guy says, yeah, let me just drive it, and then they just split.
Just took off.
Yeah.
And then... after those stories happened, people thought they got smart and figured it out, so they'd follow them in another car to make sure they didn't take off, only to watch that person go faster than them and speed off in their car. There was also, Kimmy, that one story of a guy who got in a high-speed chase with his own car.
Oh, yeah, he saw it when he was driving around.
Yeah, he followed it.
Because, like, here's the thing. I mean, even if a car dealership was confident that you weren't going to take off with the car, letting you drive it alone, there are other risks. Because you're putting me in a car I've never driven before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're now giving me free rein by myself. Mm-hmm. How do they know I'm not going to F that thing up?
They don't. But even like if you get the new car, you know, they'll show you, well, this is how that works. And then they just see you. And it's like, all basic stuff you already know.
Dealerships are always on like the busiest road ever, too. So it's just like pulling out of that place is usually an instant risk.
You're right. But okay, here's the thing. Like, you know, it's I think that buying or test driving a new car, depending on the last time you got a car, is more complicated than you think because the technology in these cars now are insane. Like, I got my new Honda Pilot from the Eyde family dealerships, right? I love my new Honda Pilot. I had a Honda Pilot from 10 years ago. All the technology in the new Pilot is completely different than my old Pilot.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a little, like, I had to sit in the car for 5 minutes before I drove home.
But usually they talk you through it, right?
Well, yeah. Are you really listening when they do that?
You should.
I wasn't.
Then you sit there like a dope in the parking lot. Hey, I saw that car about 20 minutes ago. He's still sitting there.
I did look like that idiot. No, because Brad, the guy who sold me the car, you're right. He sat for half an hour. He went through all the little things.
He didn't listen.
And I was just going, I want a car now. I want a car now. Because you're always thinking like, I'll figure it out. And then it's like push comes to shove. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, there's not even a shifter in my car. It's buttons.
It's down here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I got to press
them. That's the new thing.
And my wife, she drove it the other day. She's like, well, I don't like it. I don't get it. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's like a button and a side button, and you got to hit the brake or hit the gas. I don't know.
See? So, yeah, you are running a risk just letting people take the car out.
But what else can they do? I mean, you're going to want to drive the damn thing before you buy it. I don't see what else they can do. And, like, they must figure, like, the amount of work it would take to steal one of these cars is pretty rare that somebody drives off with
them. Okay.
And we'll get the car back.
Chris writes us on Twitter. He says, did this recently. They do a photocopy of your license and your insurance card. Okay, but if I got a fake license and fake insurance card, I'm gone.
No, but they run that, though.
Do they?
I thought so.
Yeah, because they take it away.
Yeah.
Unless they just take it away and kind of like, wait a minute. All right, you're good.
Make you think they're doing something?
Kind of like how I always pretend paying attention to how to work the car. James writes, new cars have low jack. What is low jack?
So that means they can, it's like a GPS where they know where it is.
Oh, I thought it was that new sitcom with Telly Savalas' kid. That joke was just for you, and I know you thought it was funny. You can't even.
We're crushing the 70s.
So that's my joke! That's my joke!
Yeah, it seems like it's a tracking system.
Okay. Well, then how come it took so long for the police to find it then? It was gone for a full 6 hours.
Well, they probably,
And do they have that in used cars? Because I could test drive a used car.
They must have it in all cars.
Bye!
Unless that car is such a busted piece of crap, they don't care.
Okay. All right. So, even let's say you don't want to steal the car.
Yeah.
Right? But let's say I go and I test drive a car from any random dealership here in town.
Yeah.
How long can I take the car before they start to get suspicious?
Yeah, they don't really give you a time, like a time constraint. They just
I would say
go.
15 minutes, you should be back.
Well, no, I get what you're saying. I understand.
How long do they wait?
How long are they going to go before you get a phone call or the police get a phone call? Can I get an hour out of it?
No. There's no way. They may think you've been in an accident. Come look for you.
252-WCMF, how long have you taken that test drive before they said anything to you?
Because you just kind of go around like
you do a loop.
Yeah, around one street around, you come back.
Again? Well, no, because what if I want to test highway?
Oh, look at you now.
That's a valid concern.
No, it's not. I got to take her out the highway, open her up a little bit.
Well, yeah.
See how this old girl handles. Just take it around the block.
No, I am going to drive it on the highway before I commit to buying a car.
Hyde is not anywhere near the highway.
Well, 441's there. I hit 55 on that. Or not 440. 441. You can hit 441.
I thought you meant like go out on 490.
Well, I will. Yeah, but if let's say
run over to the airport and back.
Still, that wouldn't be more than a half hour.
Let's say I am investing. I mean, look, I'm going to invest in a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 car.
Sure.
Right? I mean, those SUVs cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell me no if I want to go on 390, 490.
No, well, how long do they come looking for you?
It's a good question. Let's say I want
to. 30 minutes, they're looking for your ass.
How do I know? What if I need to know how it handles
Mr. Highwayman over here.
I want to know how it handles on the throughway.
Yeah, they're looking for you.
Get on 90.
I wonder how many people have, I don't know if this is a real thing. Are there people that have gone and like test drove like a truck because they needed to move something?
That's a great question.
Because that would take a little while.
If you get half an hour and you live around the corner from a dealership, yeah, I can get a couch in and out of there. I'm serious, man. Would you rent? Well, no, it was there when I took it. It would look like that. That piece of that couch was there when I brought it in here. Let's say, hypothetically, I want to impress a woman.
Yeah.
Right? Could I go to a high-end car place and squeeze a coffee date in? Pick her up, quick coffee, drop her off, get back?
So how long is your coffee date?
45 minutes.
No, they're coming for you, man. They know what you're up to.
No, they don't. There's no way they think I'm taking a woman out for coffee. They do not know what I'm up to.
And some high-end sports car.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to impress her.
God knows what a sports car goes for now. $100,000?
Oh, we got a ton of Folks, wait on hold. We'll get to you in a sec. We got Instagram messages coming in. Matthew writes us talking about this guy who for 6 hours stole a car that he was test driving at a dealership just east of us. Matthew writes, my kid let a potential buyer test drive his manual sports car. The kid ruined the clutch and killed the transmission.
Well, he burnt it out at a test drive?
Oh, no.
God damn, man.
Because even if you go, hey, man, do you know how to
work this on a standard?
Yep. I would have said, yep. Brad's telling me how this works. I'm just, let me drive the car.
Oh, my God. Burnt the clutch.
25GWCMF. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Rob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. How are you guys?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So, we recently bought a new Toyota Tacoma. You were talking about how expensive cars are these days. That one's pretty pricey up there, too.
No big deal.
We took it for a test drive, and then as we were working on getting ready to sign the deal, we weren't quite sure. The guy told us, hey, take it overnight. He let us drive the thing out of the lot overnight while they were closed, have it for the full, like, evening, bring it back in the morning, he said.
But he had all your, at that point, he's got all your information.
For the most part, yeah.
Okay, but to
yeah,
the
but
point
still,
we were
I
making
mean,
before.
The risk again.
But he also, he looked at the guy. He don't look like a bum.
But Rob sounds like a bum. With all due respect, Rob. No, but like if Rob, if I'm going to work the system, again, let's play this whole I want to take a woman out or I got errands to run and I don't have a car at the moment. I don't know. Okay, take it for the night. Boom. Free
okay,
car.
Yes, you could.
Free car.
All right.
So, Rob, you ended up buying the car after taking it overnight?
We stole it.
We did, yeah.
All right, let me ask you. Was there psychological pressure after they trusted you that much to go back in and sign the deal?
That certainly was a factor I'm sure they were banking on.
All right, I mean, it's not a bad move. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of
the day. Yeah, I didn't know if you could take it home overnight.
Do car dealerships just not want cars anymore?
Really?
Just take them?
Just get them out of here.
Well, no, I mean, to that point, right? Like, if we, as we talk about the best, you know, going into a car dealership is psychological warfare.
Oh, sure.
Right? You're doing this against the guys.
It's a dance.
Okay. Is not having someone in the car with you while you test drive a psychological way to sell more cars? Are you more likely to buy something from someone who trusts you?
Oh, maybe so.
Is that what they figured out?
Seems like a good guy.
Well, like I would have thought it's the opposite way. If I have a salesperson in the car with me, you know, running pressure sales techniques while I'm driving the car, I would have thought that was more effective.
Well, apparently that didn't work. People just found it annoying.
And you're probably not really, I wouldn't be paying attention to the car if I'm paying attention to this interaction I'm having.
Okay.
And I don't know if that works in their favor or not.
All right. Looks like somebody stole our idea and already did it.
Oh.
Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I knew a guy who semi-frequently used to dress up, go test drive real nice cars, and take his wife to dinner in it.
Oh.
Wow. That's a lot of work,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But why are you trying to impress your wife?
Because that takes.
Right. That's weird.
That's like an hour of work.
Yeah.
To get to the point where they're going to let you test drive the car.
Yeah.
And to go do that.
Yeah.
But I am looking pretty damn cool in this high-end sports car.
But she already knows you're a scam.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right?
If it's someone I'm just trying to hook up with.
Yeah. You're not getting laid out of the deal.
I don't know. Maybe she feels fancy. I wonder if my wife would feel fancy if I got, like, a high-end car for the night.
Well, I mean, she would, but knowing how you got it is busted, I don't think it works. You know? You're just running a scam.
I mean, here's the thing. We're idiots who haven't tried this. This guy says his buddy does it on a regular basis, so it must be working semi for him.
No, I rented a car one time to take this chick out on a date for a night.
Okay.
That's sad as it gets.
Yeah, no, but you're a sad man.
Yes.
You're a sad man.
But this is a step beyond that.
Oh, this keeps getting worse, man.
Whatever.
Nick writes us on Instagram, I worked for a dealership in Greece. I've watched a salesman take a manual sports car for a test drive. He blew out the clutch in Webster. The car had to be towed back, and it was the salesman driving it.
Wait, the sales guy did this?
Oh,
yeah, he's out of a job.
All right, let's take one more. This is insane, man. Yeah. What are we learning here?
Yeah.
Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good,
good to hear from you, buddy.
So the guy that called about borrowing the Tacoma overnight, I can't one-up him. Back when I was still married, me and my ex-wife were looking for a car, and Vision Kia down in Canandaigua let us borrow a Kia Soul for the entire weekend.
I think they just wanted you out of the dealership at that point, Ben.
I mean, I don't blame them, you know.
So did you end up getting the car?
No, because...
Oh, you dick! What a dick!
Well, they ran his credit.
No, I was... Because...
Even those hamsters could afford a Kia Soul.
No, it wasn't that we couldn't afford it. It was the freaking driver's seat was so damn uncomfortable. I didn't
yeah, that's
it.
What it was.
It was
not my credit score. It's my sore ass.
It's only made for standard asses, Tommy. Yeah. It did not fit Ben.
Yeah. Also, it sucked in the snow. So every time we'd go around a turn in the snow, the ass end would kick out.
Hey, Ben, you probably figured that out in the first 10 minutes, right? But you kept the car for the rest of the weekend.
Well, no, we literally just drove it up 332 to, like, Farmington somewhere, turned around, came back, and, you know, we were doing all the financing stuff. We're like, I don't know. They were pretty close to closing. They're like, yeah, just keep it for the weekend. We're like, okay. So we drove it all over the place. It's like... I don't know, just like my legs by the time we took it back, I'm like, yeah, I can't drive.
My leg, my ass, my credit score.
To his point, I guess that worked. That was not in their favor to do that because he would have bought it had he not taken it for the weekend.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good one, guys.
There goes Chit's ass Ben. How do you not buy the car after a week?
I would feel pressure.
I mean, that's it. You're right. I don't care if I hate this car. If they let me take it for the weekend, I'm probably buying the car. All right, let's take a break. Everybody at home, we got to move on. I appreciate the calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is not a new food, but it's never been packaged in this way.
Yeah.
And it's a food that most everybody loves, but something about this just feels unnatural. So
like
this is
like the combo of it?
It's not even a combo. It's straight what this is. Uncut, pure. Well, it's cut. That's actually cut. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
This will either be the smartest move in the history of fast food
or
a complete disaster, and I'm not entirely sure which one it is.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last week, we were talking about Kimmy's dad, her husband, and her brother took a trip down to New York City to go see the Yankees play.
Yep, yep.
And we laughed because there was a point where they were traveling, Kimmy. He wanted to stop to get food.
Yeah, he was seeking out a rest area that had an Arby's. I shouldn't say rest area, just stop on the highway in general, anywhere that had,
it had to be
an
Arby's.
But he was looking for an Arby's specifically.
And we're laughing about that because your dad was the first man in the history of the world to seek out an Arby's.
He had that in his head and he couldn't get it out.
Because Arby's new slogan, I don't know if you see the sign.
What is it?
It's Arby's. We'll do.
Yeah, come find us.
Exactly. Arby's today they're debuting a new product.
Damn.
You ready for this?
Yeah, what are we going to get?
Steak nuggets.
Oh, so but are they battered like a nugget?
All right.
So it's not fried.
No. Okay, to be fair, I don't know. It doesn't look like they're fried. They are a piece of steak.
So it's like cubed up, like chunked up.
Chunked up steak nuggets.
Hot meat in a bag.
That's exactly what it is.
It'd be like, how do you eat it, though?
Yeah. With your fingers.
They'd be like all greasy meat in your mouth and your hands.
Well, that sounds like a Saturday night for you. And by the way, what other fast food are you not getting grease all over your hands?
No, but usually I'm not touching bare meat. Like a chicken nugget still has like breading. Yeah, everything has like a breading or a cover to it.
Handheld food.
I'm trying to think of something I just eat barehanded raw meat. Not raw meat, but like cooked meat, nothing.
Seems like you need a fork for
this.
All right, so here's
like something you would throw in a salad.
That's exactly what it looks like. So here's how they describe it. They are tender, juicy, hand-cut bite-sized pieces of seasoned steak with garlic and pepper for a bold, smoky flavor.
That'd be delicious.
Okay, I agree with you.
But do I want that in a bag in my car?
So let's talk about this.
No.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because these are just pieces of steak, and steak is delicious.
Yeah.
Everyone loves steak. Also, you know, if you want a steak, it can be really pricey. If you sit down, you got to sit down and wait for it. Cooking it at home can be, you know, an issue. This is drive-through steak right in your mouth.
Mm.
But I'm with you. Something feels unnatural about
this. Yeah. It's missing something.
252-WCMF. Is this genius or is it horrifying?
Because there's no bread or anything.
Okay, you can't get over the bread. What bread are you going to put on a steak? Breaded steak?
Well like a wrap or something. Yeah. But like that.
Well, that's a steak wrap.
Bare-ass meat cubed up, sautéed.
Just call it chopped steak.
That's what it is.
I mean, it is. Chopped steak.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not a terrible.
I think I would pass.
So it's a terrible, you're out.
No, it's not a terrible idea.
Okay. It's just a weird way to serve it.
Yeah.
I mean, they said the reason they're doing this, America's two favorite foods are nuggets and steak. Why not combine them?
Okay, so what do they give it to me in? Like a French fry cup?
That I don't know. I would assume it's like a cup. Because you also get dipping sauces if you want it.
I will say this. I told you I was on vacation one time. And they were selling, and I know this doesn't sound great, but they were selling salami that was sliced up and fried.
Okay.
And they sold it to you in this like little wax bag.
Okay.
And you just ate it just like that. And it was warm like right off the fryer.
Sure.
It was some of the best food I ever had. And it was just greasy, deep fried salami. I'm walking the beach eating this thing. I go, this is like the greatest thing ever. How did we not sell this?
I can't think of a more unhealthy thing you could put in your mouth.
Oh, I agree.
Than deep fried salami.
In a country that's not known for salami, by the way.
Okay. What countries are known for salami?
I know.
Italy?
Well, what?
I'm asking, where's salami? Is salami Italian?
Yes.
I know they sell in Italian delis. I wasn't sure if you guys invented it or you just
salami
like,
is Italian.
Oh. Okay.
You like Italian salami, don't you?
I love Italian salami.
Well, why didn't you tell me, bro?
Why are you asking?
Man, I could have hooked you up, deep fried and all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where would this be?
I just got into the salami game.
No kidding.
Yeah. Got a little business set up in the men's room.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Timey Salami.
Salami?
From my salami to your mouth with my special sauce.
From my salami sauce and Tommy Mulay. We got interest. Your mouth is contagious in more ways than one.
Who's contagious on your mama last
night? That doesn't even make sense, stupid.
Oh, yeah. I went all COVID.
Before we go to the phones, talking about these steak nuggets that debuted at Arby's yesterday, Hachi Roker writes us, it's not the idea of the chopped steak that's a problem. It's simply the fact that it comes from a fast food restaurant. Steak and fast food, not a normal combination.
No, but they do red meat. I mean, they're good. That's their thing is roast beef.
Yeah, but...
I would take it from Arby's.
It's steak. No, look, I'm kind of with him here. Like, I have an expectation of what
it's roast beef. It's just in a different form.
No, I get it.
Don't be a puss.
I'm not. Look, I'm not anti-steak in a bag. I'm very pro-steak in a bag. Right. I'm saying that if you are someone who loves steak and has an expectation of what steak should taste like, there's no way that this is going to come anywhere close to your expectations.
Well, yeah, but if you ain't got steak money, this is as close as your ass is going to get.
You ain't got steak money.
You know you ain't got steak money, but you got meat bag money.
Wait, your mom's there? Big old meat bag? Meat bag Mulet, they used to call her. 252 WCMF. I did not think the first call we'd take on steak nuggets would be from a woman.
Yeah.
But here we are. Katie, you're on CMF. What do you got for us?
Morning, guys. Katie from Maryland.
Hello.
Favorite listener.
All right.
Chick-fil-A has dinner naked nuggets.
Okay.
They're chicken.
But that's chicken.
Like, I mean, don't have breading. But they filled. They're a chunk of meat. No breading. No cover. No coating. People eat those with their fingers and or they throw them in their salad. And
I'm saying, have you eaten it in the car just like that?
Yes.
Yeah, but chicken's less greasy than a steak.
Really? Not all the time.
White meat? I mean, they're white meat nuggets, right?
Dark meat.
Are they dark meat?
Yeah, usually.
Okay, yeah, there you go. No, okay, I don't know what kind of nuggets you're eating in Maryland, but up here we have American white meat nuggets.
I mean, for a woman, it's got to be like having a bag of testicles in your car.
Yeah, like that. This early in the morning.
All right, so Katie, you're in on the steak nuggets.
And the testicles.
Actually, yeah, I love Arby's.
All right, so we got two.
That's
two
a weird Arby's take.
That's so Maryland.
I love Arby's.
I grew up on Arby's, though, because I'm from Wisconsin. I grew up on Arby's and, like, Hardee's roast beef.
Oh.
And pornography and cheese.
Katie, thank you. Thank you for the call, Katie. All right, we got a lot of people writing that this is a move that Arby's is making for the health conscious. Jay Cohn writes us on Instagram, it's brilliant, perfect for the keto diet. That's the interesting thing about this.
Was that no bread diet?
Yeah, it's a cake.
Like the Atkins?
Stuff. But like if you're
great meat.
If you're not opposed to eating red meat, and that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fried. It's not breaded.
Does it
is
come
protein.
With like a dipping sauce?
You can get dipping sauces if you
like. But how do you dip with your bare hands, man?
You dip a lot of things with your
bare
hands.
No, but it's pieces of meat. You're going to like...
What's in a chicken nugget?
I know, chicken nugget.
No, but at least you got some breading to protect yourself.
The breading doesn't cover your fingers.
No,
when
but
you,
the breading attaches itself to the dip.
Stop sticking your fingers in the sauce, okay?
But I'm out.
Bro, you stick... There are people, and I hate people for doing this because that means you don't know how to cook a steak, but there are people that will take their steak and dip it in steak sauce or... What do you call it?
Bernaise sauce. Is that white sauce?
Yeah.
You like that all over your meat.
Well, bro, you're not going to...
At the end.
I'm trying to, you know, diversify.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm starting my own Bernaise sauce business.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a little kiosk.
I love Bernaise sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got a kiosk.
Well, where is it?
It's in the men's room.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Uncle Pat's. We already did this joke. You can't give it away twice or else
you
people
set
are going
to
stop. 252-WCMF. We're talking about Army steak nuggets. Lou's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Louie, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I think it's just a problem with the marketing of the whole thing. Them trying to use the word nuggets to, advertisement. It's just chicken or steak chunks. If they had just called it steak chunks, that would be a problem.
I'm here for the chunks.
Can I get a big old bag of chunks, please?
Well, you know, what do you call it? Cubes or whatever?
Steak cubes. There you go.
Chunks of steak.
Yeah, steak cubes.
Okay, no, Lou, that's fine. Lou,
because I think he's right. Because I think nuggets, I would assume that
it's
bread.
Everybody off.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Look.
Because you say nuggets, and they're just a marketing ploy. That's all it is.
Lou, I agree with your first statement. Brilliant statement. You're right. The nuggets throw me off. The last thing you should ever name anything you're trying chunks. To sell food is chunks.
Why? You buy chunks of stuff all the time.
Name one more food you buy in chunks, Lou.
Don't you get chunks of blue cheese on your salad?
But I don't
I'll
order
take the chunky
a bag of chunky
oh,
cheese.
Oh, no, he's
chunky,
right. Yeah, you do sell
this, chunky that. Everything's chunky. Shut up.
Chunky.
Let me have my chunks.
Lou, thanks for the call. Chunky soup and chunky blue cheese. That's it.
All right.
By the way, we got a ton of women
that like Arby's?
Yeah, that are standing up for Arby's. Okay. Brooke writes us, Arby's is top tier, and then she calls us a hater, but she looks like a chick that's into Arby's.
Yeah, she got it. She's got a body built for Arby's.
Oh, no, I don't even mind. I don't even mean like body wise. I mean like she's got an Arby's face.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's not good.
There's a look of someone who...
That's not attractive.
No, I'm not saying that it's unattractive.
But yes, you are.
I can look at someone and know they're in Arby's.
If I said, man, do you see the new chick upstairs?
Yeah.
Man, she looked like she ate at Arby's.
No, I'm not. No, see, it's different. It's different.
Yeah, you know she ate at Arby's.
Not eating at Arby's.
She got
an Arby
mug.
It has nothing to do with weight. There is just a look about people. If you lined up,
I've never seen the Arby's look that you speak of.
I'll say this.
I guess I don't know a lot of Arby's fans aside from my dad.
You line up 10 people. I'll pick out the Arby's fans.
Yeah, but you can kind of smell it on them.
They have the meats.
They had that au jus kind of a scent to it.
Bro, you want to talk about getting a boner? If they made perfume au jus.
Perfume au jus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.